Welcome to another Northwest Herald football podcast, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake. I'm sports writer Joe Stevenson, along with sports writer Sean Hammond and our sports editor Kyle Neighbors. The playoffs are almost upon us here. I have nine local teams that I think are going to make the field. I believe our list will probably coincide. But the biggest surprise being that Marion Central, now at 4-4, just needs a win at home over 2-6 St. Pat to make it in 5A. How about what the Hurricanes did Friday night? We didn't think that they could get Niles Notre Dame. They proved us wrong 14-7.
Yeah, big upset win for Marion Central, and they proved us wrong. And look at this. They're doing it again, exactly like last year, except you know they were in an even bigger hole than last year, and here they are 4-4 with a chance to make the playoffs in Week 9.
Apparently, Marion Central has to make it interesting every year. I think we thought at the beginning of the year this was a team that could put together a run like this, even if they got down. Obviously, with the injuries, it was hard to see them come back from 2-4. But here they are in Week 9, probably going to make the playoffs. All they have to do, shouldn't say all they have to do. You never know, obviously. But they're in good position against the St. Patrick team that is not as good as Marion Central.
Absolutely. We were thinking that one of those wins they should have had or could have had against Joliet Central or St. Vider, and then they go out and beat a team that's probably better than both of them last week in Niles Notre Dame. Charlie Kramer, for the second week in a row, catches a touchdown pass in the last minute from A.J. Golombeski. You're right, Kyle. They certainly know how to make it interesting. Let's look at the Fox Valley Conference first. Guys, I think there's going to be five teams. We've talked about this for quite a while. Prairie Ridge, Huntley, Cary Grove, Jacobs, and it looks like Crystal Lake Central will get enough points. Cary Grove's at 5-3. That's a rarity. I had to go look that up. Since 2004, Cary's only lost three games in the regular season. This is the third time. But it's three really good teams that they lost to in Huntley, Prairie Ridge, and South Elgin on Sunday. They need a bounce back win after that 21-6 loss to South Elgin, a game that Kyle cautioned us about last week. He said he had an odd feeling about it, that it might not be all that easy, and it certainly wasn't.
Yeah, when I realized that South Elgin had shut down Batavia's spread offense, I was a little bit concerned. Now, obviously, Cary Grove isn't running a spread offense, but the fact that they're able to shut down that type of talent made me think that they had the defenders, you know, the type of athletes that could probably handle Cary Grove's option offense, and obviously they did a really good job against it. Guys, I'm looking at Steve Soucy's latest playoff projections here, and I just went down to 6A. I hadn't even thought about it until now. So this is pretty interesting. He has number 16 Crystal Lake Central playing number 1 Prairie Ridge in the opener. And then right under that, number 9, Cary Grove versus number 8, Chicago Mather, which means we would get, if things went as we would think here, we'd have Prairie Ridge and Cary Grove in Week 2 of the playoffs. How about that?
Oh, man. We were thinking here a couple weeks ago that it might be quarterfinal, maybe even semifinal, but that third loss is going to make that game a little earlier than we
thought. Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. And keep in mind what we were saying, too, earlier. You know, earlier in the season, even with three losses, Cary Grove might be the team best equipped to pull off an upset against Prairie Ridge because of the similar styles and obviously what happened in Week 1.
Yeah, 7-6 in Week 1. And the interesting thing here is if Cary Grove was the 9, that means they would have a road game for the first round of the playoffs, which means they would actually host Prairie Ridge in that playoff game.
Man, that would be a crazy situation if that pans out.
And we'd have about 3,000-4,000 people there. That would be a lot of fun in that second round. Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake are proud sponsors of today's podcast. And here's some information. You can earn loyalty points at B-Dubs. Just sign up for the Blazing Rewards program and start earning points on every purchase you make. And right now, you can earn extra points by eating items like Cali Chicken Sandwich, Fiesta Pork Tacos, and more. Order online for easy pickup. Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin on Randall Road, or in Crystal Lake on Route 14 across from Sam's Club. Okay, so moving on in the FVC, Jacobs is 5-3 with 35 points. The Golden Eagles would have enough points if they only had five wins, but I'm pretty sure they're going to get that sixth win on Friday. They host 1-7 Hampshire. What do you guys think?
Yeah, this is definitely a winnable game for them, and that would get them to 6-3, and you know, we'll see, you know, it's all about matchups in the postseason. We'll see, you know, if they can make another run.
Yeah, Jacobs, good position to be 6-3 this week. It's an important win for them, though. You don't want to slide any farther down in this bracket. Even at 6-3, they're projected to be in the mid-20s. Now, in 7A, every matchup's going to be tough, but you start getting down, let's say they somehow ended up at 5-4, right? Don't think it's going to happen. But then you're talking about potential normal community in the first round, Batavia, if you fall all the way to 32, which I don't think is possible, but they'd be close. Glenbard West is projected to be up there. They could end up seeing them. So, like, got to take care of business this week. Otherwise, you're going to be in real tough shape come week one of the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Kyle was saying, in case anyone had forgotten, in 7 and 8A, they seed 1 through 32. In the other six classes, they seed them in halves, 1 through 16 in Northern, 1 through 16 in the Southern. Central, an interesting team at 5-3 with 34 points. They have Cary Grove coming to town. That's going to be tough. But it looks like even if Central loses this and is 5-4, Tigers have a good shot at 40 points, right? The way I'm adding them up, they would get 4 points for the FVC games and then probably get a point from Crystal Lake South against West Chicago. And I think Grant is going to beat Round Lake. That would give them 40.
Yeah, they certainly have the possibility to get to 40. It's looking like, 38 maybe as a minimum. We think they'll probably get 38, and any more than that, obviously it would be great to get to 40, but we'll see what happens with those non-conference games.
Yeah, more important than their game this week, I'm sure they'd love to win it, and you never know, but more important, they need to be watching the scoreboard, because they can't afford to lose another point, because Cary Grove losing to South Elgin took away a point that we expected them to get. Luckily, Fox Lake was able to pick up a win last week, which we weren't sure about. That got them back to 39. Right now, that playoff point line, the cutoff line, is going to probably be 39 points. So they have to stay right there. If they can get a win out of Fox Lake to get them to 40, then that's great. But they definitely need to be watching the scoreboard this week.
Yeah, so Grant beat Wakanda last week, 9-7. Wakanda beat Round Lake 40-18. So that looks like Grant will probably give them some help with a win, and then Crystal Lake South.
I wouldn't count it.
I wouldn't. This is bad. It's bad football teams in week nine.
I think Grant's going to get them the win there. I don't think South's going to have any trouble with West Chicago either. Do you?
No, I think they're going to be okay. Yeah. Central, that is, with playoff points. I think they're going to at least get 39, and I do think that you're right that Fox Lake is going to get the win, but and get them to 40. But like I said, bad football.
You don't want to count on a 1-7 team. I hear what you're saying. But McHenry, 4-4, 36 points. They have plenty of points. Problem is they got a 7-1 Huntley team coming to town that's averaging 46 a game. It's going to be kind of tough, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, I think when it's all said and done, McHenry's going to be looking at some of those midseason games where they had chances to pull out another win. And, I wouldn't expect them to beat Huntley here in week nine.
I don't expect them to beat Huntley in week nine either, but I also saw Huntley struggling to stay on top of Crystal Lake South in the first half last week. It was 19-13 at half. South was in that game.
Be the envy of your friends and get 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/Shaw and enter our code Shaw, SHAW, to save $3 on any new subscription. October's Loot Crate theme is mythical. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has it. The best surprise you know is coming. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then try Loot Wear, monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics and your favorite franchises. If you want to get fancy, get a bigger box and get even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. Want to geek out your pet? Try Loot Pets. This offer expires on October 19th at 11 p.m. Central. So go to lootcrate.com. That's lootcrate.com/Shaw and enter our code SHAW and save $3 on any new subscription today. All right, guys. Well, moving on to the Kishwaukee River Conference. The most interesting game of the week is Woodstock, 4-4 with 34 playoff points, at Richmond, 5-3, 31 playoff points. Guys, RB's got to win to get in. don't you think?
Yeah, you look at that 31 there as far as playoff points, and that's, you know, they're best case scenario, they're not going to pick up too many more this week to get them up to that 38, 39 range that we were talking about. Yeah, they got to win this game.
They do. Their non-conference teams were Genoa Kingston 6-2, and I think they'll beat North Boone, which is also a pretty good team at 6-2. But then you got 1-7 Wakanda and 1-7 Sandwich, both playing 3-5 teams. So I don't think they're going to get much help. They need to get that sixth win. What about Woodstock, Sean? You saw them last week against Woodstock North.
Yeah, Woodstock. They struggle in stretches to have any consistent offense is really what I saw. Their defense isn't that bad. They held Woodstock North to 3 touchdowns. But, you know, they need to get something consistent. And I think a part of that is that they've been, you know, flipping quarterbacks a lot. They've had 3 different guys play the quarterback position. And they were doing a lot of, back in the shotgun throwing the ball, but I think that was a lot too because they were trailing in that game. We'll see. I mean, this probably is a winnable matchup. I wouldn't necessarily say I think they're going to win the game, but they can make a game of this.
And I'm looking at Woodstock, 34 points. Their opponents are Gary West, Mount Vernon, Dixon, and then Woodstock North plays out of conference this week at Rock Falls. So I think they'll get help from Dixon and Woodstock North. I don't think they're going to get any help from Mount Vernon, which is winless. And Gary West doesn't count anymore because they're in Indiana. They've finished their regular season. They can't get any more points from them. So they're basically looking at 34, getting what it would be, 2 more points from conference games, maybe getting like to 38.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless Mount Vernon would win.
I don't see a path to them making the playoffs, even if they get – they would need a Mount Vernon win to even get them in the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, Woodstock North and Dixon could get them to 38.
Yeah, that gets you to 38. And now
you got hope.
Yeah, that gives you hope. If the point line comes down from 39 to 38, they would need a lot of things to break their way to get that line. I think they would need probably at least 3 teams to lose games that they're not expected to drop from 39 to 38 points. But this is, Richmond Burton really needs this win to get themselves into position. They need to get to 6 wins. And I'm not sure what to make of this game. I think Richmond Burton's going to win, but we've also seen them struggle against some inferior teams to begin with. So with playoff seeding on the line here or playoff lives on the line, I think it could get kind of wacky here this week.
Yeah. Well, it's nice for Woodstock, at least the Blue Streaks. After that great start at 4-0, they still have something to play for. At least they know they have to win to have a chance. So
yeah, that's all they can worry about, really, is focus on the game and try to win that and get to 5.
Yep. Johnsburg, 8-0. Johnsburg, the Skyhawks' only worry now is whether they get the top seed in the northern half of 4A. They're 8-0 with 30 points. The points don't matter. It looks like it will be – well, it kind of does matter because they're a couple points ahead of Dixon. So it looks like if they both win out, which we're thinking they will – they would get the top seed in 4A unless Hersher comes north, right?
Steve Soucy currently has Hersher projected on the northern side of the bracket now.
Oh, okay.
So Hersher would be the 1, Johnsburg would be the 2, Dixon would be the 3.
Okay. Okay, I wasn't sure how that was going to – Hersher's always kind of on that line.
Yeah, right now I'm just trying to glance through it here quickly. It looks as if Hersher is the southernmost team. Well, how about Kewaunee? I'm trying to think of a map in my head and see which one's farther south, Kewaunee or Hersher. But, yeah, it's pretty close to that line, it looks like.
So either way, the Skyhawks are going to be one of the top seeds in 4A. They're rolling along and doing quite well again. And then we look at Woodstock North. Sean, you saw that Friday. They suffered a huge loss in that game that they won. They beat Woodstock 21-0. Quarterback Colin Mergel out with a broken leg. How can they rebound from that, at Rock Falls and then going into the playoffs?
Yeah, that was a terrible situation. Mergel, 49-yard touchdown run, gets tackled right at the end zone and can't get back up. He ended up having to leave the game in an ambulance. And it was, one of those situations you never want to see, a kid down hurt. And, have you talked to the coaches over at North, Joe?
I have not. I know
we were – yeah, we were hearing afterwards that it was a broken leg.
And, yeah.
He's, Ryan Zinnen played their sophomore quarterback, played the second half of this game. Actually, a junior, Carter Colson, came in and finished the first half because Zinnen, being the sophomore, having played in the sophomore game, could only play two quarters in the varsity game. So they had to go to their next option, which was Carter Colson, who hadn't played quarterback in 2 years. He did enough to get them to halftime with the lead. Ryan Zinnen threw a couple of touchdown passes in that second half. He looked all right. He's not nearly as big as Mergel. Mergel's a big, 6'5" kid, definitely physical for a KRC level player. I don't know if Zinnen necessarily has that same physicality, but we'll have to see. I'm definitely curious to see how they play in week 9. They don't necessarily need a win. They're at 5-3. They got 38 points.
They got plenty of
points. They're going to be fine. It's maybe more of a get Ryan Zinnen ready. Assuming they go with Ryan Zinnen, their other quarterback had a shoulder injury earlier in practice too. I can't think of his name right now. Apologies on that. We probably left him out there. But if they do go with Zinnen, this will be a good game to get him prepared for the playoffs.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can count on it every year, but last year 6-3 actually got the Thunder a first round home game. So there's that.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that's going to be the case this year. It would be tough for them.
They need a lot to have them.
Seuss actually has them. He has them as an 11 seed, so they would need to get up to 8.
It's quite a few losses.
You need a couple losses in there to get you there. I actually think that they probably want to stay at the 11 seed, given his projection of Chicago Lindblom in the first round.
Oh, they'd take that.
Yeah, yeah. See, they're okay with going there.
Yeah, yeah, and then you get a second round home game.
Yeah,
so that's not a bad deal. All right, well, we can make our picks for the last regular season games here. The Kishwaukee River Conference, the big battle, Woodstock 4-4, Richmond Burton 5-3.
I think the Richmond Burton running game will do enough to get the win in this. I'm going to pick the Rockets.
Yeah, I think Richmond Burton's going to get that much needed 6th win.
I do too. I also will go with RB. Johnsburg 8-0 at Marengo 2-6.
Yeah, tough year for Marengo. I think Johnsburg will finish this out and have another 9-0 season.
Yeah, Johnsburg should get the job done rather easily.
Yep, Johnsburg wins this one. And then Burlington Central 4-4 at Harvard 0-8.
Yeah, the Burlington Central needs a win, sitting at 4-4, and Harvard 0-8. Not much to play for at this point. I'll take Burlington.
I'm calling it. Harvard. Uh-oh. Harvard's breaking the losing streak and ending Burlington Central's season. Gonna happen.
Wow. Going out there, he comes up with some every now and then. But I'm going to go with Burlington Central as well. I think the Rockets have a lot to play for, and they played pretty well down the second half here. Let's go over to the one more game. It's not a Kishwaukee River Conference game, but a KRC team, Woodstock North 5-3 at Rock Falls 2-6.
North obviously with the quarterback situation that we were just talking about. Rock Falls 2 wins over Mendota and Oregon. I'm going to pick North in this game.
What happened in this game last year?
Oh, it was crazy. Woodstock North, at the end of the game, blocked an extra point and then won in overtime to get into the playoffs. They would have been 5-4 and not gotten in. They knew they weren't going to have enough points, and they wind up, by that blocked extra point, get to 6-3 and get a first-round home game. that block extra point goes from out of the playoffs at 5-4 to a home game. It was ridiculous. It was just crazy.
All right, you convinced me. Woodstock North.
Yeah, I think North's better this year. And even without Colin Mergel, I think they go on the road and get this one. Going over to the Fox Valley Conference, Huntley 7-1 at McHenry 4-4.
I like Huntley in this matchup.
Yeah, Huntley it's odd saying that they need a win at 7-1, but getting to 8 wins in 8A would go a long way to their playoff seeding.
Yes, I agree. It's going to be the Red Raiders. Hampshire 1-7 at Jacobs 5-3.
Jacobs is going to get the win at home.
Yeah, Jacobs, easily wins that one.
Yep, I go with Jacobs too. Dundee Crown 1-7 at Prairie Ridge 8-0.
Yeah, PR like Johnsburg, another 9-0 season, I think, here.
Listen, I like Dundee Crown next year. I think they have a lot of young pieces that are going to be back and probably take a big step forward next year, but right now it's going to be Prairie Ridge.
I'm with you, Kyle. I think Dundee Crown next year could possibly be That I think they should be looking at trying to get to the playoffs next year because they got some good pieces there.
I think they're
some real nice offensive pieces if they have a line that can do the job for them. But yeah, it's going to be Prairie Ridge here. Cary Grove 5-3 and Crystal Lake Central 5-3.
This is the most intriguing matchup, I think. I think Central has a chance in this game. I'm going to pick Cary Grove though.
Yeah, Cary Grove.
Yeah, I think Cary Grove is going to be – I think Cary Grove is frustrated and disappointed and a little bit angry about Sunday's performance and really wants to come out and get a good one here before the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't see them losing back-to-back games.
No, absolutely not.
West Chicago, 2-6 at South. Crystal Lake South, 2-6.
I like South in this.
Yeah, I think South are going to win. I liked what I saw out of them last week.
Yeah, I think the Gators will win this also. East Suburban Catholic, the big one for the Hurricanes, St. Patrick 2-6 at Marion Central 4-4.
They've come this far. I think they'll finish the job off, and I think Marion wins.
Yeah, I think we're stupid if we try and doubt Marion Central at this point.
Yeah, wouldn't that be I get that game, and that would be a horrible story to write if they beat Niles and then mess this one up. I don't see it happening. They're going to beat the Shamrocks. And in eight-man football, the Caxies, you guys remember what that is? From Lake Forest Academy, the Caxies?
It's something to do with a frog.
Yep.
Right?
That's the sound a frog makes. It's a ribbit. So, anyway, Lake Forest Academy, this is weird. Only played three games, according to the IHSA. They're 3-0. I don't know what they do the rest of their Friday nights. Just 4-4 scrimmage? I don't know. What do you do? Anyway, they are at Alden Hebron, 3-5 in the season finale.
I'll take the Caxies. That's an interesting name, and they're 3-0. So
they won big the first time.
Go Giants!
Kyle's going to take the Giants again. I will go with the Caxies Ribbit because of the first one. So anyway, that'll do it for this week. We'll be back next week when we'll have some first round playoff games to talk about. That'll be exciting. Thank you to our sponsor, Buffalo Wild Wings, and we'll see you next week.